On the afternoon of the 12th of May, 1915, I was wandering alone in the town of Ypres. My regiment, the North Somerset Yeomanry, who were attached to the 3rd Cavalry Division, were in rest huts at Lamertinge, a small hamlet a few miles below Ypres. We had left our horses in the back areas, in the Haysbrook area, and had been brought up to near the front line in the world-famous London buses, and for 2 or 3 days we had been waiting for the call to go on the line. We did not know at the time, of course, that the Second Battle for Ypres was nearing its conclusion, but we just waited until we had the call, not knowing how really badly that things were going in the line. The town of Ypres, and it was because I'd heard so much about this town and its history that I determined to get up there by hook or by crook and have a look around on my own, which I succeeded in doing, and in spite of the fact that there were sentries at various spots and one or two military police patrolling the town. But what I saw there always stood out in my mind and realized that it remained with me to my dying day. The devastation in the town was something I had never imagined or could have imagined. The whole streets were blown to pieces, and those houses that were standing had the walls with gaping holes through which one could see furniture which had been blown about, wardrobes with the clothes tumbling out and on the floor. The whole place gave one a most eerie sensation. It was fairly quiet that afternoon, except for some desultory shelling out in the line. And the effect upon myself was such that it is almost impossible to describe against the people who had made this thing possible. Outside the cathedral, there was a funeral hearse standing, battered. They abandoned there the funeral service, the shell crashed in the cathedral. The stench of the carcasses of horses which were being burned in the square was such that it remained in one's nostrils months afterwards, and altogether it was chaos, a sense of decay and desolation. We were relieving men of the 28th Division, and as they passed us, they would ask where we were from. And when we said, they said, "You'll soon be glad to be back there again, mate." And then we Mr. Mike up there? The reply in there, they came back to the orphanage. Eventually, got clear of the town and came on to the Menin Road. And by this time, the rain was beginning to fall, and it fell rather heavily. And one or two fellows tried to make jokes, but the general feeling was that it was far too serious for merriment. All the